明天将是我们新的一年的开始。
Tomorrow is the beginning of a new year.
每一个人、每一个家庭可能有不同的方式，很高兴的来迎接新的一年。
And every person, every family probably has a different way of welcoming that year.
我们也知道年是新的，但是很多的事情还是老样子。
But we know that even though the year is new, but we still keep many of our old ways.
甚至我们现在在新年呢，我们也不会刻意的穿新衣服、新鞋子。
And just because it is a new year, we will not necessarily wear new clothes.
因为任何的时候，我们都可以有新衣服、有新的鞋子。
Because we can wear new clothes anytime.
我想比较实际一点的那也不会好像变魔术一样。新年很多事情变成新的了。
And I don't think it's like magic where you can just magically make something like new.
比较实际一点应该就是能够有一个重新的出发。
More practically, I think we can try to have a new setting out.
尤其当有些事情我们想要放弃。
Especially when we have things that we want to give up.
其实很多时候我们不要轻易的说我放弃了。
Let us not easily say, I give up in those circumstances.
那为什么我们会想要放弃?
But why do we often feel like giving up?
因为我们已经很努力了，我们觉得非常的疲惫。
Because we have already put in our effort and we feel exhausted.
相信在生活里头或多或少的有这样的事情。
I believe that in our life we have more or less these situations.
所以在新的一年，我们希望我们能够重新出发。
So in this new year, I hope that we can start again.
我们也来探讨一下在哪些事情上面我们容易疲惫。
Let us think about what circumstances we are easily exhausted in.
我们又如何来重新出发。
And how can we set out again?
我们先来看圣经上的一个例子。
Let us look at an example from the Bible.
请看列王记上十九章。
Let us turn to 1 Kings chapter 19.
列王记上十九章十一节。
1 Kings chapter 19, verse 11.
在这里，神对以利亚先知说：“你出来站在山上，在我面前。”
Here God said, "Go out and stand on the mountain before the Lord."
这时候的以利亚他是在一个山洞里头。
At this time, Elijah was hiding in a cave.
他虽然对神还很热心，但是其实他是很退缩。
Even though he was zealous for the Lord, he was also very retracted.
因为他非常的疲惫。
Because he was exhausted.
所以神叫他说：“你出来，你站在我面前。”
Therefore, God said, "Go out and stand before the Lord."
我们请看第七节。
Let's look at verse 7.
第七节，神的使者第二次来拍他，说：“起来，吃吧，因为你当走的路甚远。”
And the angel of the Lord came back the second time and touched him and said, "Arise and eat, because the journey is too great for you."
这里说第二次天使来拍醒以利亚。
It's the second time the angel came to wake him up.
所以有第一次。
So there was a first time.
他非常的疲惫，他累昏了，他睡着了。
He was tired to the point of falling asleep.
所以天使拍醒他，叫他吃，叫他喝。
Therefore, this angel came, touched him, and told him to arise and eat.
他吃了喝了，他躺下去又睡了。
And he arose and drank and ate, and then he fell asleep again.
这个叫做体力透支。
This is using up all your strength.
但是神却要他说：“你出来，你站在我面前。”
But God told him to arise and go out, stand before me.
这时候的以利亚，他不但肉体非常的疲惫。
Not only was his physical flesh exhausted.
其实他的精神上也是非常的疲惫。
His spirit was also very tired.
精神跟我们的肉体它常常是互相有关联的。
Often our spirit is related to our physical state.
当精神疲惫的时候，也很容易带来肉体上的疲惫。
And when our spirits are down, it often also means our physical self is down.
啊，有时候肉体的疲惫也会影响到啊，让我们的精神也觉得很疲惫。
And our physical state can also similarly influence our spiritual state.
啊，如果这两方面都有的话，那更加的疲惫。
And if you are tired in both aspects, then you are especially tired.
所以在这种情况之下，以利亚他真的说我要放弃了。
So in this time, Elijah said he really wanted to give up.
哦，所以他不能够自杀，他求神说：“你让我死。”
And because he could not commit suicide, he asked God to take his life.
啊，但是神却说：“我要让你有一个重新的出发。”
Yet God told him that I want to give you a new setting out.
我们请看十五节。
Let's look at verse 15.
啊，神对他说：“你回去。”从旷野往大马色去。
And the Lord said to him, Go return your way to the wilderness of Damascus.
哦，你必须要出这个山洞。
You must escape this cave.
哦，你必须下山。
And you must go down the mountain.
哦，所以神对他说，你往大马色去。
So he said, Go toward Damascus.
哦，我还有三件事情要你做。
I still have three things I need you to do.
啊，十九节。
Verse 19.
于是以利亚离开那里走了。
So he departed from there.
啊，从这里我们看到说，我们的神是怎样的神。
From this, we can see what kind of God our God is.
哦，神是一个可以让我们重新出发的神。
Our God is one who can let us start again.
啊，那这个以利亚他为什么疲惫了
？But why was Elijah tired?
啊，因为他做了很大的事情。
Because he had just accomplished a great deed.
啊，我们请看十八章的四十六节。
Let's look at chapter 18, verse 46.
十八章四十六节。
18:46.
四十六节，神的灵降在以利亚身上，他就束上腰，奔在亚哈前头，直到耶斯列的城门。
Then the hand of the Lord came upon Elijah, and he girded up his loins and ran ahead of Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel.
啊，我们知道以利亚他为神来完成了一件很大的事情。
We know that Elijah had just brought a great victory for the Lord.
啊，当时的以色列百姓啊，他们都远离了神。
At the time, the Israelites were far from God.
啊，那以利亚先知他将百姓的心又带回归向神。
And Prophet Elijah turned the hearts of the people back towards God.
啊，那当然要改变一个人的心，那是最困难的。
And we know that turning and changing someone's heart is one of the most difficult things.
啊，靠着神，以利亚先知也是花了相当长的一段时间才达到这个目标。
And through the help of God, Elijah was able to accomplish this through a great length of time.
哦，很长的时间，所以他疲惫了。
And because it took a long time, he was tired.
啊，结果在十九章第四节，他在罗藤树下，他求死。
And therefore, in chapter 19, verse 4, under the broom tree, he prayed that he might die.
啊，因为他是有两方面的疲惫。
Because he was tired in two respects.
哦，所以神就让他睡。
So God allowed him to sleep.
哦，神差天使叫他起来吃喝。
And he sent angels to wake him up to arise and eat.
哦，所以有时候我们真的是需要休息。
So sometimes we indeed need rest.
哦，但是很奇怪，当我们有时间可以休息的时候，有时候我们又没有办法休息。
Yet strangely, sometimes when we have that time to rest, we still cannot truly find rest.
哦，所以我们求神怜悯我们，让我们能够休息。
So we ask God to have mercy on us to enable us to truly rest.
哦，求神怜悯我们，让我们睡觉能够睡得好。
Ask Him for mercy so that when we sleep, we can be rested.
我们求神让我们有好的胃口啊，让我们能够吃得好，喝得好。
So that when we eat, we may find delight in the food.
啊，因为我们需要重新出发。
Because we need to start again.
那对以利亚他精神上的疲惫该怎么办？
But in terms of his being down in spirit, what would he do?
有时候不是睡了一觉就恢复了。
It's not as if you can just sleep it off.
啊，以利亚他必须要懂得调整一下自己。
Elijah needed to understand how to adjust himself.
是的，他应该是很认识神。
Yes, he really knew God.
哦，但是事实上，在他认识神的这个当中，还是有一些的盲点。
But in his knowledge, he still had blind spots.
他必须要对整个周遭的情况，他需要有一个真正的认识。
And he really needed to have a firm understanding of his environment.
他做完了一件大事。
He had just accomplished a great task.
我们人很容易就沉浸在我所做的这件大事情里头。
And human beings often like to dwell in that moment.
我们请看列王记上十九章。
Let's look at 1 Kings 19.
在第九节，神问以利亚说：“你在这个山洞里头做什么？”
Here God asked him, "What are you doing here, Elijah?"
第十节，以利亚说：“我为主万军之神大发热心，因为以色列人背弃了你的约，毁坏了你的坛，用刀杀了你的先知，只剩下我一个人，他们还要寻索我的命。”
So he said, I have been very zealous for the Lord God of hosts, for the children of Israel have forsaken your covenant, torn down your altars, and killed your prophets with a sword. I alone am left, and they seek to take my life.
这个第十节就是以利亚对神的回答。
This was Elijah's response.
他说只剩下我一个人。
He said, I alone am left.
那我现在还有性命 的这个危险。
And still my life is endangered.
他还一直生活在我做了那么大的一件事情。
He still lived in that moment. I did a great deed.
我只有我一个认识神。
And only I alone know God.
那因为我认识神，所以我对神你是很热心的。
And because of that, I am zealous toward you.
其实在做了一件大事情之后，应该怎么？我们应该怎么应该怎么做
？Actually, after we complete a great task, what ought we to do?
我们应该将我们的心恢复平静，归零。
We ought to turn back our hearts back to ourselves.
不要还是生活 还是在那个成功的欢呼里头。
To quiet our hearts and not live any longer in that moment of triumph.
尤其是做完了教会里头 的事情。
Particularly after finishing holy work.
我想我们人生里头自己的事情也应该是这样子。
And I believe it is the same for work outside the church as well.
赶快让自己安静下来，归零。
Quickly allow yourself to have peace in your heart and to return.
这样子才能够真正的认识自己，认识神。
Only then can you truly understand yourself and God.
我们发现说，才会真的又回到应该有的认识。我们是很有限的，我们是很软弱的。
To recognize that we truly are limited and are weak.
在成功当中，我们常常会忘了自己是谁。
Because in that moment of triumph, we often forget who we truly are.
我们以为是我可以来完成这个工作。
We often think to ourselves, it is I who accomplished this.
我们以为说是因为我才会有这么大的成就。
It is because of me that this great thing has been done.
当我们将我们的心安静下来，
But when we quiet our hearts,
我们就很清楚地知道是谁让我们可以。
We will clearly understand who enabled us to do so.
当以利亚他把神摆在前面，
When Elijah put God ahead of him,
当以利亚面对神，
When he faced God,
他靠着神，他就可以 面对面前的困难跟挑战。
When he relied on God, he could face his troubles that were ahead of him.
那面对并不是最困难的。
But facing it is not the most difficult thing.
因为有神的同在。
It is because there is the abidance of God.
当他以为我完成了一件大事情。
When he believed that he accomplished a great task.
当他还将自己放在那个成功的欢呼里头。
And when he put himself in that that welcome of success,
他就很容易的靠自己。
It was very easy for him to rely on himself.
当他靠自己的时候，他就想要逃避。
And when he relied on himself, he began to flee.
这个王后下命令说，我要杀掉以利亚。
Because the queen set down a command that she would kill Elijah.
以利亚靠着自己能够做的是什么？逃避。
But what can Elijah do on his own? The only thing he could do is flee.
既然这是皇后的命令，逃避逃得了吗？
And since this is the command of the queen, can you really flee?
在怎样的情况下，我们容易疲惫？
And in what circumstance is it easy for us to be tired?
我们请看耶伯记第二章。
Let's look at the book of Job, chapter 2.
耶伯记第二章第八节。
Verse
8. 第八节，耶伯就坐在炉灰中，拿瓦片刮身体。
And Job took for himself a potsherd with which to scrape himself while he sat in the midst of the ashes.
啊，这是一个啊，人生非常低落的一个情况。
This was one of the lowest points of his life.
耶伯失去了他的一切。
He lost everything.
他身上啊，又有长满了这个毒疮。
And his entire body was full of painful boils.
他很无助的坐在灰中，拿瓦片刮自己的身体。
So he sat down helplessly in a pile of ashes to scrape himself.
在这样的情况之下，很疲惫，也很容易让人要放弃。
In this circumstance, he was very tired, and it was very easy for him to give up.
我们看第九节。
Let's look at verse 9.
他的妻子对他说：“你仍然持守你的纯正吗？你弃掉神死了吧。”
His wife said to him, "Do you still hold fast to your integrity? Curse God and die."
啊，真的，有时候人的环境让人很悲哀。
Truly, sometimes our environment will cause us to be in depression.
真的没有办法去扭转那个情况。
It is hard for us to change the circumstance.
在这种极度的疲惫里头，真的是想要放弃。
In this greatest tiredness, it is easy for us to give up.
本来耶伯周围总是围绕着许多的人。
Originally, he was surrounded by many people.
现在这些人都跑到哪里去了？
And now, where have these people gone?
啊，只剩下三个朋友还在他的身旁。
Only three friends are left.
但是这三个朋友又不能够了解耶伯。
And yet, these three friends still could not understand Job.
在患难当中，让人最疲惫的就是孤单。
And what causes us to be most tired in our lowest point is loneliness.
哦，需要有伴，但是没有伴。
We need companionship, and yet there is none.
希望被了解，但是没有人了解。
We wish to be understood, and yet there is no one there to understand.
那在圣经里头啊，有几个人物曾经有这样的遭遇。
There are also a couple other characters in the Bible who met this same fate.
啊，但是神都让他们能够有一个重新的出发。
And yet God still allowed each of these people to start again.
那他们有一个共同点。
They all had a common point.
无论如何，我还是相信神的话。我坚守神的教训。
Which was regardless of what happens, I will still hold fast to God and His commands.
啊，比如说约瑟，他也是很孤单的一个人在埃及。
For example, Joseph was alone in Egypt.
啊，真的没有亲人在身旁。
There was none of his family around him.
哦，没有一个相同信仰的人在身旁。
There was none who shared his faith with him.
他真的是很孤单的。
He was truly lonely.
啊，而且不是享受一个很平安平顺的生活啊，而是一个啊这个困难的生活。
And yet he did not even live a smooth life. He lived a very painful life.
啊，在这样的情况之下，约瑟他仍然坚持神的教训。
Yet despite his unhappy circumstances, he was still able to hold fast to God.
哦，所以在一个情形之下，他说，我怎么能够做这个恶事来得罪我的神？
So that even when he met a tempting circumstance, he said, "How could I do this thing against the Lord?"
谁看到神呢？
Who can see God?
啊，那周遭又有谁认识我？
And who knows me among these?
啊，但是约瑟坚持我要守神的道理。
Yet despite that, he still held fast to God.
也因为这样子，所以他能够等候神。
And because of this, he could wait on the Lord.
啊，神是让人能够有一个重新开始的神。
And God is one who allows people to start again.
啊，在我们的生活当中，有时候我们遇到的事情也是很不确定。
And sometimes what we face is often uncertain.
在那种不确定当中，真的觉得很孤单。
And in those times, we truly feel alone.
突然间，我们被诊断出来有怎样的一个疾病。
And suddenly we are diagnosed with a certain illness.
这有时候会让我们觉得很疲惫。
That can make us feel very tired.
有时候并不是我们不努力。
And it, sometimes it's not necessarily that we didn't put in effort.
甚至我们比别人还要努力。
And perhaps we even put in more effort than others.
但是不晓得为什么我们就是没有办法达到目标。
Yet we don't know why we cannot reach our goal.
在这样的情形之下，也是会让人身心就都觉得很疲惫。
In those circumstances, it is also easy for us as humans to feel very tired.
那在这种疲惫的状况之下，也很容易让人做错事情。
And in these times of exhaustion, it is easy for us to do the wrong thing.
我们请看撒母耳记上十八章。
Let's look at 1 Samuel chapter 18.
撒母耳记上十八章第八节。
1 Samuel chapter 18, verse 8.
第八节，扫罗甚发怒，不喜悦这话，就说：“将万万归给大卫，千千归给我，只剩下王位没有给他了。”
Then Saul was very angry, and the saying displeased him. And he said, "They have ascribed to David 10,000s, and to me they have ascribed only thousands. Now what more can he have but the kingdom?"
第九节，从这日起，扫罗就怒视大卫。
So Saul eyed David from that day forward.
圣经是没有写到扫罗啊，他非常疲惫。
The Bible does not record that Saul was very tired.
但是我们可以可以做个结论，其实他很疲惫。
But we can conclude that he was very tired in his heart.
这里是描写他们从战场上回来。
This is a description of their return from battle.
很意外的，他们打了胜战。
Very, very miraculously, they were victorious.
因为本来在这个时期以色列人的兵力本来就比非利士人还弱。
Because they were already weaker than the Philistines.
而这一次的征战又遇上了非利士人的一个非常勇猛高大的一个战士叫哥利亚。
And during this time they had to face against a very impressive man named Goliath.
这个哥利亚出来喊话。
This Goliath came out and hurled words.
说我们不用两军这个打仗。
And he said, we don't even need to have army against army.
我们只要你们派一个人出来跟我单独决斗。
Just send out one man to face me one-on-one.
我们两个人来决定一切。
And us, we too will decide the outcome of the battle.
谁赢了，对方就必须归顺这一边。
Whoever wins will determine the outcome.
这是古代的战争的方法之一。
This was one of the battle strategies of the past.
用这样子来决定胜负。
Using this to determine win or loss.
你可以挑选你最厉害的人出来。
You can pick out your best man.
所以这说起来也蛮公平的。
And this seemed fair.
但是问题是以色列人当中挑不出一个人可以来跟哥利亚征战。
Yet the problem was that the Israelites were unable to pick out one man.
在当时他们这些军队里头，圣经说扫罗王是高过每一个人，高过人一个头。
The Bible records that Saul was so tall he was a head above the rest.
所以照说扫罗王就是战士中的战士。
So you could say that Saul was a battleman against men.
很有可能当哥利亚这样子喊话的时候大家都看着扫罗。
Possibly when Goliath threw out these words, everybody looked towards Saul.
应该是你出去吧。
You should be the one to go out.
但是比起哥利亚扫罗又矮了一大截。
But in comparison with Goliath, Saul was still very short.
大家看着他但是他不敢出去。
Everybody looked toward him, and yet he was too afraid to go out.
每一天哥利亚在那边喊话。
And every day Goliath spoke.
所以应该扫罗王睡不好，吃不好。
It was very likely that Saul was unable to sleep or eat well.
应该他在等候这个神的帮助。
And likely he was waiting for the help of God.
他应该在等候神迹。
Waiting for the miracle.
神迹常常跟信心有关系。
Miracles often interrelated with faith.
扫罗也认识神。
Saul also knew God.
但是信心又不能够用勉强的。
And yet faith cannot be forced.
所以他也没有那个信心说我靠着神我出去跟哥利亚征战。
So he did not have the faith to say, through by faith, I will go out and battle with Goliath.
最后神差派了一个真的对神有信心的人来了。
In the end, God sent out a man with great faith in God.
那这一个人就是大卫。
And this man was David.
大卫就是神给以色列人的一个神迹。
And David was the miracle that God gave to the Israelites.
不是战士，只是一个牧羊人。
And he was not an army man, he was a shepherd.
就凭着他对神的信心，他打败了哥利亚。
Yet just using his faith in God, he defeated Goliath.
当然，因为哥利亚被杀了，所以呢，腓力士人的军队也就溃散了。
And because Goliath was killed, the Philistine army was dispersed.
这扫罗王应该可以松了一口气。
You can think that King Saul let out a breath.
但是同样的，他没有把自己归零。
Yet at the same time, he did not quite let himself return.
所以呢，他的眼中就容不下这个大卫所做的事情。
So he was unable to bear this thing that David did.
他应该是感谢的。
He ought to be full of gratitude.
他应该是欣赏大卫这样的一个人才。
He ought to have admired a man such as David.
这个扫罗本来是他很会欣赏这个有才华的人。
Saul was originally a man who very easily admired others' virtues.
所以他希望有能力的人来跟他一起保卫国家。
And so he should have wanted this man to also protect the kingdom with him.
这是过去的扫罗。
This was the former Saul.
但是这一次不一样啊。
But this time was different.
这一次为什么不一样？
Why was it different?
因为他非常的疲惫。
Because he was very tired.
所以他就不能够去欣赏大卫的优点。
Therefore, he could not appreciate David's goodness.
他甚至呢想要除掉大卫。
In fact, he even wanted to obliterate David.
所以我们到底有没有很疲惫？
So are we exhausted?
我们会说没有啊，我还好。
We might say to ourselves, "No, I am fine."
但是我们评估一下，我们所说的、我们所做的有没有跟以前很不一样？
But let us assess whether what we say and do is different from the past.
我们是不是减少了对人的欣赏？
Have we admired other people a little less?
反而变成很会对别人挑剔。
Have we become one who is easily nitpicking and criticizing others?
这个被我们挑剔的人可能是我们的孩子，可能是我们的配偶。
Maybe this one is your child or your spouse.
这个被我们挑剔的可能就是我们的父母。
This one you pick on is your parent.
其实你也很不愿意这样子。
And you are unwilling to do so.
但是为什么会变成这样子？
But why has it become like this?
你可能不知道你很疲惫。
You probably don't realize that you have become very exhausted.
在这种疲惫当中，其实自己是很软弱的，很脆弱的。
In this exhaustion, you are actually weak.
但是又要显出 我没事。
Yet you need to show that you are fine.
所以就更想要拥有得到。
So even more you want to obtain.
其实那一种得到常常是不能够长久的。
But oftentimes that obtaining will not last.
扫罗想要一直抓着他的王位。
Saul wanted to cling on to his throne.
甚至他想要把王位是传给自己的孩子。
And he even wanted to pass it on to his son.
当他在追大卫的时候。
When he pursued after David.
好像他还是一个王。
It seemed as if he was still a king.
好像他还是可以把王位传给他的孩子。
And that he could still pass on the throne to his son.
但是事实上没有多久，他的王朝就结束了。
But the truth was that shortly after his dynasty ended.
我们请看约翰福音第三章。
Let's look at John chapter
3. 约翰福音第三章二十九节。
Verse 29.
二十九节，约翰说：“娶新妇的就是新郎，新郎的朋友站着听见新郎的声音，就甚喜乐，故此我这喜乐满足了。”
He who has the bride is the bridegroom, but the friend of the bridegroom who stands and hears him rejoices greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. Therefore, this joy of mine is fulfilled.
30节, 他必兴旺, 我必衰微。
He must increase, but I must decrease.
这个约翰, 施洗约翰, 长期以来, 他过着很简单的生活。
John the Baptist had lived a very simple life for a long time.
简单的生活很好, 但是也很辛苦。
A simple life is good, but also very toilsome.
他做主耶稣的准备主耶稣的道路。
He was there to prepare the way for the Christ.
所以长期以来, 他其实一直过着很辛苦的生活。
For a long period of time, he therefore lived a very toilsome life.
所以他应该也是一个很疲惫的人。
Therefore, he should have also been a very exhausted person.
过去很多的人群涌向他。
And many people had faced him.
现在主耶稣出来了。But
now the Christ has come out.
很多的人群就涌向了主耶稣。And
so now the people turn towards Jesus Christ.
有人就跟约翰讲, 你看, 现在人都跑到耶稣那里去了。And
so some of his disciples said, look, everybody is turning toward this Lord Jesus.
是的, 约翰很疲惫。Yes,
John was tired.
但是他还是维持着那个一个人应该有的心态。But
he still maintained the heart that he should have had.
他能够欣赏主耶稣。
He was able to admire the Lord Jesus.
他能够明白我的角色是什么。
He understood clearly his role.
我只是为这个耶稣来预备道路的。
I am only here to prepare the path for the Christ.
所以这是必然的结果, 他必兴旺, 我必衰微。
And this is an unavoidable conclusion that he must increase and I must decrease.
所以在疲惫的当中, 他有平安。
And so in his exhaustion, he found peace.
所以其实在人来看, 他疲惫, 但是事实上, 他并不疲惫。
So even though he was exhausted, he was at the same time not exhausted.
今天在生活当中有很多时候有些事情是我们能力没有办法达到的。
And there are often times that even though we put in effort, we cannot achieve it.
就好像扫罗王, 难道他不愿意出去为以色列人征战吗?
Did King Saul not want to go out and fight for the Israelites?
当时国王的一个很重要的工作就是保护老百姓。
Because one of the very important roles and duties of the king is to protect his people.
当时的国王就是要为百姓出去征战。
And so at the time, the king should have led the battle.
但是这一次他真的没有那个能力。
But this time, he did not have the power.
在我们生活当中也是这样子。
And in our life, it's often similar.
有时候我们照顾长期的照顾我们的长辈。
And we take care of the elders that had taken care of us for a long time.
或者我们做长辈的长期 被我们的儿女来照顾。
Whereas elders, we are cared for by our children.
双方面有时候真的都是很疲惫的。
And indeed, both sides can become very weary.
甚至常常觉得很无助、很无力。
And they can feel very helpless and powerless.
难道我们要想一下, 难道就只有我们目前这样的做法吗?
Is it only this way that we are currently doing?
应该参考一下别人的方法。
Is there another way? Can we study the ways of others?
应该有其他的方法。
There should be another way.
只是我们愿不愿意踏出来寻找看看。
The question is only whether we can step out and look for it.
神总是愿意给我们重新出发的。
Because God is always willing to give us ability to start again.
那种失落爱的感觉也让人很疲惫。
And this losing our love also causes us to be weary.
爱啊, 一定是一种付出。
Love requires sacrifice.
那为什么叫做爱?
Why is it called love?
常常就是我不求回报。
It is because I do not demand a compensation.
我不求回报, 但是总是给我一点感觉吧。
Even though I don't require you to pay me, but I still want to have a feeling.
我付出了爱, 你也给我一点感觉, 我被爱。
I have given you love, but at least give me a feeling that you love me back.
但是常常连一, 有时候真的没有那种感觉的回报。
But sometimes there is not even the payment of a feeling of love.
所以我们常常就在这种付出 跟想要有一点感觉，这当中在那边拉锯着。
And so oftentimes we are swinging between two sides of wanting to give and yet also receive.
长期下来会觉得很疲惫。
And after a long time of this, we will become weary.
每一对父母都是爱儿女。
Every parent loves their children.
有时候有些父母真的很头痛，我实在有方法用到没方法。
And sometimes the parents are so with so much headache thinking,I had a way until the point of no having no way.
哦，我不求什么回报。
I don't require a payment.
但是我要有一点感觉。
But I want to have a little feeling.
啊，有时候夫妻之间也是这个样子。
And sometimes it's similar between spouses.
好像夫妻之间的爱一直在透支。
透支。
啊，就是啊，那啊亏损，就是啊，本来是一变成负一。
And you're often calculating, sometimes it's plus one and sometimes it's negative one.
就好像银行的存折应该是越来越多，就变成越来越少。
And so just like your bank book, you are calculating and it seems like you have been giving a lot, but it is diminishing.
其实一般来讲，大家都好像大家都愿意很努力的来让这个爱继续增加。
And everybody is putting an effort to let this love grow.
但是有时候好像它一直在减少，不是在增加。
But it still seems as if it is less and less, and it is not increasing.
好，我们真的需要神给我们一个重新的开始。
When that happens, we need God to give us a new start.
因为我们的遭遇在改变的。
Because what we face keeps changing.
有时候我们的人际关系也在改变。
And our interpersonal relationships keep changing.
好，这种改变也会让人觉得很疲惫。
And this change will also make us weary.
我们请看创世纪三十一章。
Let us look at Genesis chapter 31.
创世纪三十一章。
Genesis chapter 31.
创世纪三十一章第二节。
Genesis 31 verse 2.
第二节，雅各见拉班的气色，向他不如从前了。
And Jacob saw the countenance of Laban, and indeed it was not favorable toward him as before.
这时候的雅各他已经开始有自己的产业而且他的产业一直的在增加。
Jacob had already begun amassing his possessions and it was not small.
就好像今天我们有一个店铺，生意越来越好。
Just like as if we had a little business and the business kept growing.
但是在这个时候他却发现说他的岳父对他的脸色不像从前。
But then he realized that the countenance of his father-in-law was not favorable like before.
包括他太太的这些兄弟对他的态度都跟以前不一样。
And even his brothers-in-law were not the same as before.
雅各还是原来的雅各。
Jacob was still Jacob.
但是这些人的态度已经变了。
But the attitude of the people around him had already changed.
有时候我们是没有改变的。
Sometimes.We might not change.
但是别人对我们的态度不一样了。
But the attitude of the people around us may change.
很有可能他可能发生了什么事情。
Maybe something happened to them.
很有可能他可能对我们有什么误会。
Or maybe they have a misunderstanding about us.
有时候解释得了，有时候没有办法解释。
And sometimes we can explain it away, but other times we cannot.
在这里，雅各他似乎没有办法去解决这样的一个对方的态度。
And here Jacob was unable to resolve this problem.
所以我们知道雅各的选择就是离开这里。
So Jacob's choice was to flee.
因为我们今天来看，哇，这么旺的一间店，我们把它放弃了。
And it is amazing that he would just give up such a prosperous store.
那我们是不是太懦弱了
？Are we too weak?
有时候离开并不是最软弱的。
But sometimes leaving, departing is not the weakest choice.
所以我们看接下来雅各的生活并没有比较差。
And if we look at his life going forward, Jacob's life did not diminish.
其实他离开那里，他的信仰才真的开始建立。
It did not worsen. Instead, after this point, his faith only grew greater.
其实在人的生活里头，很多时候有失一定也会有得。
And in our life, when we lose, we will also have gain.
再来，有时候有人很主观的这样认定我们。
And when somebody subjectively recognizes us,
很主观的批判我们
and subjective or subjectively criticizes us,
长期下来也会觉得很疲惫
After a long time of this, we will also grow weary.
那这是在人的生活里头一定有的
And it is something we will definitely face in our life.
我们的主耶稣不是很好吗
Isn't our Lord Jesus very good?
但是你知道在主、啊、这个圣经里头记载主耶稣其实有很多人是怎么看他
But how did many people look at this Lord Jesus in the Bible?
他们说这不是那个木匠的儿子吗
They said to themselves, is this not the son of the carpenter?
哦，这不是那个木匠耶稣吗
Isn't this the carpenter's son, Jesus whom we know?
哦，这种口气就是不愿意承认说你是基督。
This attitude tells us that they did not want to recognize him as the Christ.
哦，你是木匠的儿子，你永远就是木匠。
As the carpenter's son, you are always a carpenter.
你不是拉比，你永远不是拉比。
You are never a rabbi.
在我们的生活当中，在我们的工作场合，是不是有这样的人
？And in our workplaces, the same thing also true.
啊、哦，是的，现实里头有很多的挑战，很多的压力。
In our reality, there are many challenges and many pressures.
现实里头有很多的竞争。
In reality, there are many competition.
哦，有些人是刻意的要把你压下去。
And some people will purposely try to step you down.
所以他必须很主观的这样来认定你，来批判你。
So they must subjectively criticize you.
哦，你是不行的。
You are unacceptable.
你老是没有把事情做好。
You never do things well.
其实真的是这样子吗
Is it truly like this?
有时候其实我们是最努力的我们是做的最好的
Maybe we are the ones that had put in the most effort and done the best job
但是有些人就是这样子的来欺压我们
And yet there will be people who will want to oppress you
不是一天不是两天是长期的
And not even just for a day or two it is long term
让人觉得很疲惫
And it will make one grow weary
但是我们看主耶稣
But let us look at Lord Jesus
主耶稣尤其在主耶稣的故乡，人们就是一直这样认定他。
Particularly in his hometown, this is how people saw him.
哦，所以圣经说他就离开了，不在那里多行神迹。
And so he did not do many miracles there, and he left.
哦，转身离开，这不一定是最不好的。
Turning around and leaving is not necessarily the worst.
转身离开也不一定是最软弱的。
Turning and leaving is not necessarily the weakest.
在神的恩典之下，转身离开，我们又开了另外一扇的门。
Under God's grace, turning and leaving on another path is a new start.
请看创世纪三十五章。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 35.
创世纪三十五章第一节。
35 verse 1.
第一节，神对雅各说：“起来，上伯特利去。”住在那里，要在那里筑一座坛给神，就是你逃避你哥哥以扫的时候向你显现的那位。
God said to Jacob, "Arise and go to Bethel and dwell there, and make an altar there to God who appeared to you when you fled from the face of Esau, your brother."
这是在讲雅各已经回到迦南地。
This is when Jacob already returned to the land of Canaan.
一个长途的旅程。
It was a long journey.
而且他必须要去。面对过去仇视他的哥哥以扫
He had to face Esau, his brother, who had been jealous and wanted to kill him.
已经离开故乡二十年了
He had already left for 20 years.
现在回到故乡要再重新面对很多的事情
And so now coming back, he would have to face many things.
在这个过程里头他的两个儿子又为他惹出了很大的麻烦
And his two sons had given him great trouble.
所以他非常的疲惫。
And so he was especially weary.
所以他的想法很负面。
So his thinking was very negative.
我们请看这个三十四章的三十节。
Let us look at chapter 34, verse 30.
雅各对西面和利未说：“你们连累我，使我在这地的饥民中。”就是在迦南人和比利洗人中有了臭名，我的人丁既然稀少，他们必聚集来击杀我，我和我的全家的人都必灭绝。
Then Jacob said to Simeon and Levi, "You have troubled me by making me obnoxious among the inhabitants of the land, among the Canaanites and the Perizzites. And since I am few in number, they will gather themselves together against me and kill me. I shall be destroyed, my household and I."
雅各认为说，我这个家族马上会被灭绝。
Jacob believed that his whole household would be very soon destroyed.
这个就是一个疲惫的现象。
This was a phenomenon of exhaustion.
所以神对他说，你上伯特利去，在那边筑坛。
And so God said to him, go to Bethel and make an altar there.
你归向我，归向神。
Turn back to me.
重新归向神。
Again, turn back to me.
第二节。
Verse 2.
雅各就对他家中的人，并一切与他同在的人说，你们要除掉你们中间的外邦神，也要自洁更换衣裳。
And Jacob said to his household and to all who were with him, put away the foreign gods that are among you, purify yourselves and change your garments.
雅各实在是觉得他没路可以走了。
Jacob felt that there was no road for him left.
他真的需要神给他一个重新的出发。
He really needed God to give him a new start.
神也向他显现，要给他一个重新的出发。
And God also appeared to him saying that he would give him a new start.
那雅各他准备自己。
And so Jacob prepared himself.
第二节就是雅各的准备。
Verse 2 is his preparation.
是的，神可以给我们一个重新的开始。
Yes, God can give us a new start.
那我们也要准备自己。
But we also must prepare ourselves.
让我们对2016年稍微做个我们做个反省。
Let us reflect upon year 2016.
有哪些过患我们求神赦免我们把它涂抹。
What kind of wrongdoings have we done that we must ask God for forgiveness and change?
不需要再成为我们生活当中的一个记录。
Let it no longer be a record or a blot in our record.
我们跟这些古圣徒一样就近神。等候神。
And just like the old Israelites, let us draw near to God.
最后我们看出埃及记十七章。
Let us look at Exodus.
出埃及记十七章。
Exodus chapter 17.
十一节。
Verse 11.
十一节，摩西何时举手，以色列人就得胜；何时垂手，亚玛利人就得胜。
And so it was when Moses held up his hands that Israel prevailed, and when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed.
十二节，但摩西的手发沉，他们就搬石头来放在他以下，他们就坐在上面。亚伦以护耳扶着他的手，一个在这边，一个在那边，他的手就稳住，直到日落的时候。
But Moses' hands became heavy, so they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat on it. And Aaron and Hur supported his hands one on one side and the other on the other side, and his hands were steady until the going down of the sun.
这里在讲到摩西的疲惫。
Here describes Moses' weariness.
我们也看到在摩西周旁边的两个人是怎么来帮忙摩西。
And we can see how the two people with Moses helped him.
他们不是说摩西啊，你绝对不手不能够放下来。
They said you must not let down your hands.
他们不是这样讲。
They didn't say this.
你放下来，我们就败给亚玛利人了。
They didn't cry out and say if you do that, then we will lose.
摩西啊，你再坚持一下吧。
They didn't keep encouraging him with words, saying just keep enduring.
是的，这种言语上的鼓励也是很好，也很重要。
Words of encouragement are good and are helpful.
但是问题是不是摩西不愿意把手举起来。
But the problem is that it wasn't a lack of will.
他已经没有那个力量了。
Rather, he no longer had strength.
所以这两个人是实际的行动，如何来扶住摩西的手。
And so these two men practically brought him help by holding him up.
我们也需要互相来扶持，让我们大家都能够有一个重新的出发。
We too need to help each other lift each other up practically with actions.
想想看我们家里的人有谁需要重新出发。
So that we can start again. Let us think to ourselves who in our family needs a new start.
我如何来扶持他。
How can we practically help them?
我们周遭的弟兄姐妹有谁需要重新开始。
And in the brothers and sisters among us, who needs our help to lift them up and start again?
是的，他有神的帮助。
Yes, they might have the help of God.
但是神也不会否定我们彼此的帮助。
But God will not deny our mutual help.
神不但不否定，神还 鼓励，希望我们能够互相的扶持。
Not only will he not recognize us, he will even encourage us to do so.
这就是为什么摩西必须要带另外两个人一起到山上。
That is why Moses brought with him two other men.
这两个人也知道，我们到山上不是看山下的战争而已。
Onto the mountain, and it was not just to look at the battle from a greater vantage point.
他们知道我们必须帮助摩西。
They knew that they had to actively help Moses.
我们一起唱诗379首。
Let's all rise and sing hymn 379.
我们一起来做结束的祷告。
Now let us make our concluding prayer.
同样的，我们来献上我们对2016年最大的感谢。
And just as before, let us give our greatest thanks for the year 2016.
为了摆在前面的2017年，我们也来做最大的祈求。
And for the 2017 before us, let us also make the greatest plea.
虽然是新的一年，很多事情不会是新的。
Even though it is a new year, many things will not be anew.
但是在神的恩惠之下， 我们能够重新出发。
But under the grace of God, let us start again.
我们愿意接受按手帮助祷告的，可以到前面来。
Those of you willing to receive the laying of hands may come forward.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.